Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Erin Drennan. And she is with the Department of Health, Project Manager for Direct Care Workforce. Good morning to you, Erin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And of course, tomorrow morning, you're going to be in Atlantic.
Yes, we are. At 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to be at the Cass County Community Center. And we're holding an event. It's called Are We Prepared to Care? And it's an opportunity for the community to come together. It's open to the public to talk about the Direct Care Workforce Initiative, some of the issues that we're facing as a state related to recruitment and retention, and to start having some discussions about what some of the possible solutions are.
Okay, so that kind of gives us a bit of background about why you're doing these meetings. You're doing these across the state, I understand.
Yes, they are all part of the Direct Care Workforce Initiative, which is a project led by the Department of Public Health and in partnership with many other individuals and organizations. And it's a project that is aimed at improving the quality and stability of the direct care workforce through training and career advancement opportunities.
Now, you said this is open to the public, but, you know, who specifically, who are some of the folks that you really think is important to have attend?
You know, this is actually an issue that impacts a lot of people. When we talk about direct care professionals, we're talking about folks who work in people's homes, who work in facility settings like hospitals, nursing homes, group homes. They serve people with intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, those who are aging. They serve children. So we're inviting anyone who is either currently impacted by the work of direct care professionals or may at some point in their future, which we know that when you think about as people age and as people, you know, people go into the hospital with illnesses, I mean, anything can kind of happen to folks when they may encounter a direct care professional.
And when I first heard about this, I immediately thought about older people, and of course, Iowa has one of the highest percentages of older people of any state in the nation, and that's only, I think, going to keep on happening. But you just mentioned this affects everybody. I mean, it could be a child. It could be maybe somebody who's temporarily needing care.
That's definitely. And a lot of people don't really think about it until it happens to them. But we think that it's important for folks to think about it even if it hasn't happened to them yet. And we do have an aging population, and we know that the demand for the workforce is growing. We currently have about 75,000 direct care professionals in the state of Iowa, but we know that within the next 7 years, we need to recruit another 20,000 into the state to meet the needs of folks. So that's part of what we're expecting to talk about tomorrow is how do we do a good job of recruiting people into this profession where we know the jobs are there and we really need people, and we need well-qualified people who are trained well and can provide the level of care and services that Iowans really expect.
And as you say these things, the ripples just keep on going out, because when we talk about the care providers, you know, we could be talking about basic things like pay, wages. But I'm wondering if you're also going to be talking about policies. Sometimes that's where everything starts, is with policies.
Yes, and actually that's where this project started. The legislature here in Iowa established the Direct Care Worker Advisory Council about 8 years ago, and they began a discussion about what are some of the solutions that we can put forward as a state to try to improve recruitment and retention of this workforce. And they put together recommendations that they submitted to the legislature in 2012 that really focused on two major components, standardized training for the workforce, because we know that the majority of the workforce does not currently have standards for training across settings, so working across individuals in lots of different settings and needs. And they also recommended credentialing, which would be a way of providing recognition to the workforce and also to give the public a better understanding of what it is that someone is trained and qualified to do.
Sometimes we may have concerns if we've been involved with a caregiver and we have concerns sometimes I think we just think, well, that's the way it is. We have to accept it. You're saying, no, that's not true. We can change things.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's part of what we're going to talk about, too, is that it is important that people get to know direct care professionals, get to understand what is it, what kind of training have they had, what are their ambitions, what are their goals. We've learned through our project, we've talked to a lot of direct care professionals in the workforce, and they're an incredible group of folks. They're really dedicated and passionate about what the work that they do, and they care very much about the work that they do. One of the things that we've learned from them is that training is a huge need. And so part of what we've done through the Direct Care Workforce Initiative is to develop a training package, and it's really the first ever comprehensive training package in the state of Iowa for direct care professionals working across all settings. And that was one of the goals of the council, was to develop some standardized training that would help direct care professionals really feel confident and prepared to do their job.
Now, I noticed that Iowa Western Community College is one of the partners that you have here, and so I'm assuming this really connects with them because they could be a part of that training.
Yes, definitely. I mean, community colleges are there to serve the community, and direct care professional training is something that's, you know, very much in need, and again, something that we see growing. So we have actually piloted the training that we've developed, and it's been delivered both through community colleges as well as through employers. So there's lots of options there, but community colleges are such a great partner at the community level for helping develop a workforce and meet people's needs for that training.
Now, Erin, you've mentioned several times the direct care professionals, and I think you mentioned some of those, but let's get specific. Who is a direct care professional? Where do they come from? And, you know, the first one I think of is like public health, but can you list a few more of those sources or where those direct care professionals come from?
Yep, I sure can. Public health is a great example. They go by a lot of different job titles. Certified nurse aides are one that folks are familiar with. They work in nursing home settings typically. Home health aide is another common title. They are usually providing services in someone's home, and it's a real diversity of services. Those are the folks who come in and help people if they're recovering after surgery, or if they have certain needs at home that they cannot meet themselves. Home health aides really allow them to stay in their home. They might help them with grocery shopping or cleaning. They may help them with bathing. There are also direct care professionals that go by titles like supported community living worker or a respite worker. Those are folks who are typically working with individuals with intellectual disabilities and are providing them supports to help them maintain independence in their own homes and helping them reach goals related to social interaction, getting a job, things like that. So that's a few examples.
Erin, as you visit about this, we keep talking about the professional caregivers, direct caregivers. What about all those folks out there who are family, who are volunteers, who are not paid professionals? Are they involved in all this anyway?
Yes, definitely. And it's wonderful that you brought them up because family caregivers provide so much care and support to the people who need it. And they really make it possible for individuals to lead fulfilling lives and to be able to stay home as long as possible. AARP Iowa is one of our partners on the outreach events that we're doing, and they've been a great support and partner throughout the project. And one of those reasons is because the folks who they work with, who are older Iowans, that is often a role that they find themselves in, is being a family caregiver. And we talk a lot about direct care professionals really being a partner with family caregivers and allowing them to be able to continue to provide the services they do. Direct care professionals can give them a break so that they can do some of their own activities that really help keep them healthy and able to continue supporting whatever family member they're providing services to as well.
We're visiting with Erin Drennan, who with the Department of Health, who's a project manager for Direct Care Workforce. Erin, remind us of the meeting tomorrow in Atlantic.
It is tomorrow morning, September 26th. It's at the Cass County Community Center, and it's at 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning. We hope to see folks there.
Okay, thank you very much, Erin, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Mark Twain. Always do right. This will gratify some and astonish the rest.